got some money to spend tonight.
It is finally Friday. You know what that means. It is time to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region. Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar, cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. I mean, I think you, Jonathan, are the only person on the station that has their own theme song.
Yes.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I do too, and we should probably keep it that way. will be no other theme songs allowed.
How are you doing, Jonathan?
Doing well. It's Friday, and it's also the first Friday of Arts Month.
That is right.
We are excited and glad to have a good weekend of events coming up for sure.
So tell us about some of the events.
Yeah, so this is it's the first Friday, which means first Friday in October, which means the free First Friday shuttle bus is going to be out and about this evening as you're checking out First Friday art activities throughout the region. It is the final shuttle bus of 2019. So if you haven't had an opportunity to catch the bus, tonight's the time to do it. First Friday, of course, will continue throughout the rest of the year as well, but this is the last bus. So it's a good opportunity to have a night on the town in downtown Carter Springs, Old Carter City, and Manitou. First Friday features art openings, live demonstrations, a chance to meet local artists, and of course shopping and dining as well as you're out and about. The bus, to help you get around, stops at 9 different locations in the 3 municipalities there, including Cottonwood Center for the Arts, the Fine Arts Center, Manitou Arts Center, and Old Colorado City. So there are stops all over the place to catch the bus and fun things happening really across the region on First Friday.
Well, and it's a great, like you said, last First Friday bus, so go enjoy it. And just a great opportunity to get out and about, Jonathan.
Yes, and it's a fun way to see town, too.
Right.
It's not have to worry about parking and to be on a bus with other folks that are excited to be out and about and glad the week is done. And it's just a fun evening, too.
Yeah.
So if you have an opportunity to go out tonight, a great chance. But that's not all, of course. As you know, the Harvest Festival is at Rockledge Ranch tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. In recognition of the bounty of a traditional fall harvest. There will be wagon rides, old-timey music. You can pick a pumpkin, of course. Visit the historic homes at Rockledge and the blacksmith as well. So all sorts of fall shenanigans there tomorrow. The Switchbacks have their final home game of the regular season tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. at Widener Field. They will play LA Galaxy 2. It's going to be a fun evening because they're going to have a poster giveaway, fireworks, and family appreciation night as well. So a good opportunity to see some soccer tomorrow night.
Perfect.
The Pikes Peak Zine Fest is tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. at Knights of Columbus Hall, which is attached down at Penrose Library in downtown Carter Springs. The new DIY publishing event in the area. So, of course, zines, publishing, art, poetry, illustration, photography, all sorts of art forms at the Zine Fest tomorrow afternoon. Tactile is also happening tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Manitou Arts Center. And the tagline here, Renee, is alpacas, goats, and rabbits, oh my. So it is.
That's good.
It's a free fiber and textile experience. And I mention those animals because real live fiber animals are part of the festival.
That's awesome.
You can visit with those alpacas, goats, and rabbits. But there's also make and take textile and fiber crafts. There are fiber and textile art and tool demonstrations and all sorts of other fun stuff at the Manitou Arts Center. Again, that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. And finally, the Fine Arts Center has opened The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which will run through October 20th. So if you're looking for a play to check out, this is a good opportunity. Curious Incident tells the story of 15-year-old Christopher, who has an extraordinary brain. He's exceptional at mathematics, but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. He's never ventured alone beyond the end of his road. He detests being touched, and he distrusts strangers. When he falls under suspicion for killing his neighbor's dog, he becomes determined to find the true culprit. So he embarks on detective work and takes him on a thrilling journey that upturns his world. So a fun play and lots of other shenanigans this weekend, starting with First Friday tonight.
Yeah, and Jonathan, of course, I know we just barely scratched the surface of events happening, so give your website so folks can go check it out.
Yeah, peakradar.com is the place to go, and also because it's Arts Month, we have peakradar.com/Arts Month, and we've already got over 260 events on that landing page just for October alone.
Oh my gosh.
There is a lot happening in the next few weeks for folks to check out.
Perfect. Jonathan Toman, Peak Raider, you're awesome. Thanks so much for filling us in what's happening this weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds great, Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, 742 KRDO's Morning News.